Morning. To everyone. This past week, staff was that Pei Beis in Sechas Erevin, starting the 8th Perek. Let's see the Mishnah.
The Rambam is right there, 8th Perek.
This Mishnah is talking about Tchumen. Mishtafim mit Tchumen. Ketzad Mishtafim mit Tchumen. An Erev Tchum. Someone wants to walk to an area that's out of the Tchum. So that's what we learned before. The such thing as an Erev Tchum, and a person could set his Mokum Shvisa to a place other than his house, and therefore he'll count his 2,000 Amos from there, and that's how a person extends his tchum. As we know, he's not really extending it, because whatever he gains on one side, loses on the other side. So the extension is not such an accurate description of what it is. He's really adjusting his tchum. Kesa mishtachin b'tchumin. Mishtachin, Lashon Shita, of a partnership. I was referring to, over here, if there's more than one person that's being involved, as we'll see. Well, let's say one person is doing it for the Bnei Ha'ir, for others. Kesem mishtafim mitchum nechsa chavis. He puts down the chavis, the barrel. Our Tosfos right away tells us that we shouldn't get the idea that chavis is referring to anything specific, that there's a specific requirement for what kind of food it is. Tosfos tells us kol peres nharagim l'hanech b'chavis, that was the storage spot for anything, pretty much. Kidisani le'el mevinas achavis shal yaim shal shem shal greges v'shal shar kol mini peres. So the lashon of chavis in the mission doesn't mean to limit anything necessarily. Meneches achavis v'oimer. One person is there, a person has to walk to the end of the tchum, let's say, in order to get the maximum extension, maximum adjustment on that side. No reason for everyone to go there. One person could do it. I'm putting down this Erev for all the people in my city, anyone who wants to go to the Ovel, Machmen Ovel, Bala Beis HaMishte, anyone who wants to go to the Chasana, Beis HaMishte. Now, the Mishnah tells us over here that a person, one person is doing it. He's saying, HaRez L'chol B'nei Iri. The Rishonim speak out that exactly what he has to do is really depend on what we learned before, depending on whose food it is. If he's bringing his own food out there, so like we saw before, that the food has to be owned by the person who this Aver is working for him, so there'll have to be some kind of zchir, to be zoich in the food. It doesn't have to be obviously done when he's out there, but at the time that he's placing down the Aver, it has to really belong to whoever the Aver is going to work for. So the mission over here is not talking about that. The mission is talking about making the Aver work. After the food belongs to the proper person, now the mission says that when he goes and he actually puts down the Aver, he has to say that it's the Chol Bnei Iri, and I'm making this Aver right now for whoever he wants to include. That's what he's doing over here. And the Mishnah enumerates certain cases, and we'll see in the Gemara about that. So the Mishnah says as follows: literally, the Mishnah seems to be saying that anyone who decided to use the Erev Mishatechshach before it became Shabbos, before the time that the Erev is actually kind of the Shvis of him over there, then it helps. Mishatechshach, but if the first person first decided to use this his this as the air for himself. After Mishatechsha, after it already got dark, awesome. She'em av Mishatechsha. That's what the Mishnah would seem to be saying. The Gemara will see, explains, and lahalochum that the Mishnah does not mean actually what it sounds, kipshutim. So, Kranashi, Keshim Mishtafim, Chomish, Kibul, Mayim, Lismoich, Al Erev Zeh, Velelech, anyone who accepted himself to rely on this Erev to be able to go tomorrow, then it's mutter for him to him too. If this was Mibayim, if you first decided later, then it's too late, then it won't help for him. Zot Gimor, Om Ab Yosef, Eim Avner El Var Mitzvah. Eim Avner Eruvei Tchumen, we're talking about Eim Avner El Var Mitzvah. An Erev Tchumen can only be made for Dvar Mitzvah. On that thing we're asked, Mak Mashmalon, Tanina. What is Ab Yosef in Amorah? What's he telling us? This is already a Mishnah. The Tanomere told us this. Our Mishnah, L'chomi She'elchot Beisayev, L'oil Beis HaMishteh. These are mitzvahs. Mitzvahs. Gemilas chasodim, the Rambam says. That the Beis HaMishteh, it's apparently, you see that I'm trying to speak out. The Beis HaMishteh ben Astam means, it brings that refers to a chasna, Stam Beis HaMishteh. Right? It refers to... Not a party. So they're fretting more that what Rav Yosef v'mechadishos, mal the same uch the milsa katoni kamash malon. And I think Mora says that true, that is what the Mishnah means, but learning the Mishnah itself, I might not have walked away seeing that that's definitely true. We could have understood that the Mishnah is just giving some examples. Uch the milsa katoni, that these are things that people would do it for, but not that there's a that there's a hakpodim that the Erev has to be made specifically for these kind of things. And that's what Rabbi Yosef's coming to say. He's actually telling us that the Mishnah is dafka. Right? That's what he's telling us over here. So this is an important halach which comes out of this Gemara over here, that Eruv Tchumen has to have some connection to a Dvar Mitzvah. The Rishonim talk about, like Tosfos, if you look at the second Tosfos, Ein Ma'avren El Dvar Mitzvah. Tosfos says as follows, Le'el Desnan, we had a Mishnah before, Im Bo Nochrim LeMizrach, right, that Mishnah I was talking about, making more than one, question of Breira, but you see that the issue was, Im Bo Nochrim, that Rashi explained over there that we're talking about that a powerful official was coming, not sure which side, and you're making an ave in order to approach him. Litzek lefonov, in order to make a claim that he should help a difficult situation. Is that a Dvar Mitzvah? Tosfos says, Havanam Dvar Mitzvah Shohilchu Litzerich Bnei Yirei Umfakech Aliske Rabim. That's also included in a Dvar Mitzvah. Umfakech Aliske Rabim, the person is taking care that the needs of the Rabim are attended to. That's also Bechlal a Dvar Mitzvah, and that's why in that mission over there is not a contradiction to this. That's also Dvar Mitzvah. We shouldn't talk about what goes into the category of a Dvar Mitzvah. Now the Tosfos Yontif on this mission over here, interestingly, concerning this halacha in the Gemara of Ein Ma'avren Dvar Mitzvah, he discusses as follows. He brings Eim Arvin Eruv Tchumel Vamitzvah. And he says as follows, that the Gemara says, Oloshon of Eim Arvin, Yinal Abi Ma'ariv. He asks, Ma'i Surah Iko Be'eriv. What kind of Isser is there? Eim Arvin, it would sound like Yinal Abi do it, right? What kind of Isser is there over here? What are you doing which could possibly involve an is that you're not allowed to do it? How can you talk about it? Have a lamema, ain't it over tchum el bar mitzvah? We should have said that ain't it over tchum doesn't work only for a bar mitzvah. What do you mean, ain't ma'arvin? Ain't ma'arvin means you're not allowed to do it, and that's usually a lotion that you're getting involved in some kind of isser. So he says like this, to explain this lotion of ain't ma'arvin, he says like this, El ishton lamema, mishum dikisha ma'arv chayv levorach oleho. There's a bracha we make on Eruv. So the Tosfos Yom Tov says that the lashon of Eim Arvin would suggest that there's some kind of Isser, and Zokt the Tosfos Yom Tov that the only possible Isser that he could understand in making an Eruv when it doesn't work, is because being that there's a bracha, so if a person makes an Erev in a situation where an Erev doesn't work, the bracha is a bracha vatol. So that's the Eim Arvin. You're not allowed to do it because it's a bracha vatol. However, he says...
Yeah, but why doesn't it work? It's interesting, but it's interesting why it doesn't work if it's not the bar mitzvah.
Why doesn't it work?
You're asking a good question. The question was, what's the Isser? Isser is Brach L'Vatala, but you didn't answer more fundamental questions. Why doesn't it work? Why must it be a Dvar Mitzvah? You don't say you don't have to make Eir Chatzeros for a Dvar Mitzvah. Yeah,
let's say he just wants to go for a walk.
Okay. The
Ramah is very makel on this, but I'm saying, you have to understand the underlying, what's the underlying principle on that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The direction of that. I mean, you have to know what's the difference. But I mean, the explanation that Avada is that Chazal didn't allow, right? Chazal didn't give this din of Eruv Tchumen to work only if you have a Dvar Mitzvah. You need a substantial reason in order to use Eruv Tchumen. Right, that's what this means, right? He just wants to know after that, but that's not called Ein Ma'arvin, right? That's why we're not really focusing on that question.
I hear.
Right? After Chazal said, you know, works, doesn't work, but what's the Ein? That's what he wants to know, right?
But we don't see that by Eruv Chatzeros, though. There's no Chazal says, you know,
your question is a question, even if it didn't say Ein Ma'arvin. His question over here is, it should say, Ein Eruv Tchum El Dvar Mitzvah, right? That's what you should have said. And then you could have asked your question, why that, and not for Eruv Chatzeres, I'd say, right? I mean, that's the...
By the way, even if he would say that lushan, I would still understand the point that if he were to still do the Eruv in not this fashion, that would be a Bruch L'Vatova. So his question probably... would still stand. Why use this language? The Mishnah's language.
The language of the Gemara is we're saying it. The Tosfos Yom Tov here is that what Chazal is saying over here is is not just a mechanical information, but that they're telling us what we should do or we shouldn't do.
And how
right?
It's saying.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So that's what he's coming to explain.
Right.
Right? Right?
So he's saying, why do you say it in a negative way? Could have said it in a positive way.
So I mean, that we understand that if there's a problem involved, so they're not going to just let us figure out that Memele be Brach Vatol, but they want to prevent us from doing it. Right? That's okay. That we can understand. If you're right, we could figure it out. But they want to stress the point. Right? So that's, but his question is, what's the Isser? What is the Isser? Right? So this is what he's saying over here, that that the Isser would be a bracha of atol, right? And that's why Chazal are stressing, don't do it, right? If it's not a dvar mitzvah, because you're getting involved in an Isser, right?
Isn't there a different mashmas to the lashon that ein ma'arv and it's mashma b'di'evet would be good?
Okay, right. So that's another point. We'll see in a minute, right? Right. We can get back to that. Fager makes that point, right? But the Taisis Yontev over here seems to be assuming that you know, as far as the technical aspect, it doesn't work, right? Definitely doesn't work. And so his question is, okay, fine, so say that doesn't work. Well, why are we telling you not to do it? That's what he's bothered by. So that's what he's saying over here, that there's a bracha atol. Now on that he says like this, that in truth there is a machlokes in the Rishonim whether there's a bracha on Eruv Tchumen or not. And he says that therefore, according to what we're saying now, this would be a raya to the Shitas HaRambam and the Tur that they hold that bracha is made. So then according to them, it's understandable what the Lashon of the Gemara is, a ma'arvin, which is mastered with some kind of Isser. V'sayitol HaRambam v'atur shekosu l'vorich. Right? And therefore, this would be a raya to the Shitas HaRambam and the Tur that they hold that you make a bracha when you put down an Erev Tchumen. Now he says that look at Rashi and Agimor, right? The first Rashi over here, Eima Arvin, Lahi Tiru Chachomim Lotse, Schos Tetchom, Ayde Erev, Elo Ledvar Mitzvah. The way Rashi explains that Eima Arvin, Rashi doesn't seem to be stressing the fact that there's an Isser involved. Rashi would be Mashma that this Heter to be able to go wasn't given only for a dvar mitzvah. Rashi doesn't seem to explain that what we're looking for, what the Isser is. So he points this out, and he says, but Rashi seems to say otherwise. Why did Rashi have to say like that? Rashi should have translated like the Mashmois that there is an Isser. And he says that it would seem to be that possibly Rashi holds, like the Shitas HaRavid, that you don't make a bracha, and therefore Rashi couldn't afford to explain it like we're explaining. So he had to explain it that in a chanami, this mashmois over here doesn't mean that there's an Isser. Just means that doesn't work. Efshur shedayte kedas haravid. Possibly Rashi holds like the ravid. Shloi levor chalor v'tchumen. That's what he sets up over here. Now, like you mentioned, Avram, Shlomo, that there's a Fager over here in the Hagois, which points out like this. It says, "Harambam svirle the imiriv advar v'shus the eved eruvay eruv v'chein mishulchanor," that this point that was mentioned before, that let's say a person does do it, right? Ema Arvin, but let's say a person does do it. So, you know, does it work or not? It's not like this. Now, see, the truth of the matter is that in this forum, if the way Eruv Torah, we know that, we see from the Sugis, that it really is a deraisa dikas svara. Even those who hold that, then Arvin is deraisa. A tchum is the raisa, by putting down the erev, you know, it becomes yomakim shvisa, and really, wait, it's not like Chazal, you know, invented this thing, and you know, it only works for as far as they gave this kula. Right? It seems from the sugya that this is a real thing, and if it's true that it's a real thing, so really, really, it should work. You put it down over there, and you're mechavan. This should be yomakim shvisa. Shani, you're here. No reason why you need the bar mitzvah for that to work.
Yeah, right.
So kipshutai that even if you hold that at bar mitzvah, it doesn't work for the bar mitzvah. L'chora, the rabbanon have to like sort of take off the accomplishment of the erev. Chazal are limiting your abilities, but really, it should work. So, Akoponim, the Rambam holds that it does work b'di'evid. the Chazal only wanted us to use it.
B'diav if you didn't make a bracha, or b'diav if it's not a bar mitzvah?
B'diav means if you did it, right? If it's not a bar mitzvah, right? Like we're saying, because in Svar really should make a difference whether it's a bar mitzvah or not. Put it down, fine, you know, is my makom shvisa, not makom shvisa. Right? The fact that it's a bar mitzvah really doesn't play a role. A bar mitzvah or not, we just how Chazal wanted us to use it. Right? Chazal wanted to us that we should have the tchum, we should be limited to the tchum, we shouldn't just tchum in for whatever our heart desires. There should be limitations in them only for dvar mitzvah in order to that the limitations of Shabbos should still be intact. So the Chazal said only for the tzarich of a dvar mitzvah we could do it, and therefore we could understand very well that's only what Chazal is suggesting us to do. But
we were discussing, what about Dvar Isser, right? What if I'm in an Eruv and I want to go look at my fields, Dvar Isser? So I understood this as Chazal was saying, I mean, if you look at the Ramad in Shulchan Aruch, Ramad's very makel on the din of what the Dvar Mitzvah. But Dvar Isser, to go out to make my tchum so I can go out to my look at my fields, that's where I understood Chazal were really not. Really would say no. We're not going to allow that. Which means that I would think that I don't know. If I'm maybe we'll say the Chazal said that doesn't. It's not effective error. Actually, I don't know halacha, but I'm
well. See, we don't find more than one level, right? Dvar mitzvah, not dvar mitzvah. What you're saying from the Ramah is that the category of dvar mitzvah might be a wide category, but we don't find that, you know, that for dvar mitzvah, then you have not, then you have another thing for dvar aveira, right? We don't find such a thing that Chazal gave, you know, different stipulations over here. There's one thing called dvar mitzvah, right? That's it, and everything else is not dvar mitzvah. Right? There's nothing. We don't find anything as a positive thing for a dvar aveira, I don't think. Right, so that's what the discussion over there is, just is how far.
I mean, Chazal said it doesn't work. Why would say Chazal said it doesn't work?
If you hold a Chazal say, it doesn't work.
We have an institution of Erev, so the Erev is for Dvar Mitzvah. It's not Dvar Mitzvah, so you know what? You're not your stock. It doesn't work. We're not going to let you do it. That's how I, you know.
If it's not Dvar Mitzvah, okay, that's possible. I mean, that seems to be Machlek and Mishainim about that. When Chazal said that you should do it for Dvar Mitzvah, if it's not Dvar Mitzvah, does it work or not? Right? This is what we're saying is Machlek is over here. As Rav Kegel is pointing out, it would seem to be from the Tosfos Yontif that you know, by him it definitely doesn't work, right? That's what it seemed to be, and therefore, you know, he's looking to explain what's the solution of ein ma'arvin v'a mitzvah, right? Akoponim, but this is what Rav Kegel is pointing out over here, that according to the Shittas Rambam, that it does work with the Yevin. So Feger says, "Vim came blav hochi nichalushin de ema arvin." Like you're saying, right? Feger says, so regardless, the fact that it does work with the yevid, so that's why Chazal are using this lotion ema arvin elvamit. So we're coming to say that the chatchili you shouldn't do it, but with the yevid it does work. Not, you know, even if there wasn't any iser, but we're saying in this way that if we would just say the lotion he wanted to say. Right? Such a nosel like that, so that would imply that it doesn't work at all. Right? So this is in order to give over, they say ein ma'arvin means that you're not supposed to, but if you do, so that's a loshon of chatchil b'di'evin. So that will explain even without an iser. Right? So that's what the Feger says according to that. But as far as this is concerned, this in itself is a machlokes. In Rishonim, he says the Rav Magid brings Chokim on the Rambam. The Rambam is taking clear that it works on b'di'evid, even if it's not a dvar mitzvah. But there are those that hold that if it's not a dvar mitzvah, then it doesn't work at all. Okay, so that's just one point over here. And what comes out from this over here is something that, as far as the bracha is concerned, seems to be also machlekes. Whether we make a bracha on eruv tchumen. Now let's see. The next point in the Gemara is like this. The Mishnah says, V'chol shekibul av madyayim, it works. So the simple translation of the Mishnah is that only if someone decided that he wants to make use of the Erev, mibayim, then he could use it. Right? He knew about it, maybe he sent it, whatever it was, right? Definitely knew that it was there, and he wasn't sure whether he wanted to use it or not. And that the Mishnah says, if he decided to use it, mibayim, then he could. If he decided later, then it's too late. And that Gemara says like this, that this Mishnah would seem to suggest we had in the sugis before the concept of Breira, specifically about this, right? Chochem Bolair, and that sugi that Tosis mentioned. As far as the din of Breira is concerned, so Memorius is raising a point over here that with the halacha of Breira, then it wouldn't be necessary to make the actual decision. As long as you know and aware that the Erev was put out there and it's able to be used, then you could decide even on Shabbos, and through the din of Breira we'll be able to say that, you know, that was his intentions. So the Mishnah over here, which seems to say that the Choshkibul of Mibayim means you have to actually decide, which seems to suggest Aim Breira, and Rishonim explained that what the Gemara means over here really is as a question, because we know by midrabanan, it's a chiddush to say ein breira by din rabanan. Kipshuta tchumin is zochah din rabanan. Akoponim, you know, zich al paim is rabanan. So therefore, the more is pointed shma minof ma mishnah, that the mishnah holds ein breira. That's a chiddush, right? It shouldn't be like that. On that, the Gemara says, Omar Abashi, Haidiyu La Haidiyu Kotani. Abashi says no. Right? Abashi is adjusting the mashmois of our Mishnah. That the truth is that in our Mishnah, the halacha really is that we could use Breira. And therefore, the difference that the Mishnah means to make over here is really whether he was told about it or not. That's the difference in the Mishnah. Kol Shekibel of Mbayayim really means that he was told about it to be able to be mekabel it mibayim. So in truth, the Gemara answers that really the halacha is yesh breira, and therefore all that's necessary is that the person knew about it mibayim. Because if he didn't know about it, shouldn't speak out. If he didn't know about it at all, then it doesn't pass to say tigli milf mafreya that his das was mibayim to use it, if he didn't know about it at all. But if he knew about it at all, so he had the ability to make the decision mibayim, so then even if he actually made the decision first later, we could say that was when that's what was in his das at the time mibayim. But if he didn't know it at all, then he couldn't. So that's what the Mishnah means, and this is taka how the maskona segmur is lahalochem, that we don't translate the Mishnah literally that he has to actually decide before. But being that there is a halacha of Breira by Tchumin, so we can rely on Breira, so all that's necessary is for him to know that the Erev was placed mibayim.
This is all related to somebody being mezakeh for him also. This is all related to when somebody's being mezakeh for him.
I mean, this is... Yeah, I mean, it's
so anytime somebody wants to be mezakeh for somebody else, for somebody in the city, he has to know that somebody's doing that. Not afterwards find out that...
Right, definitely, right.
So right. This would apply to Harib Chatzeres as well.
Okay.
He's not dependent on his das where his Makom Shvisa is, right?
Yeah. That's Harib Chatzeres. What are we doing?
It's
making
a good
Mishnah,
right?
Do I need?
The
let's think about it for a second. Right, every chatzeres, we mishdatev together.
You mean it's some sort of a detriment by tchimin over here? By there, there's only for good in it. So that's what makes a difference.
you're not changing a person's shvitzah, you're just allowing him to do more to carry.
He's not either changing his shvitzah until into Shabbos.
See, actually, over here, what we're talking about, if a person didn't know at all, I'm just trying to figure out what your point over here is. If a person didn't know at all. So you want to know, let someone else do it. If he didn't know at all, but let him be zeiche in the shvisa. So on that, the answer is like you're saying, that it's not necessarily a schus. Right. Being that it's not a schus, so he has to do it himself. He has to have das himself. No one else could be zeiche in the shvisa for me. L'chor, that's right. Eruba Chatzeres, there is no, I saw the mission before. Eruba Chatzeres is a schus, so therefore someone else could do it for me. Right. So that's the chara what it's dependent on, like you're saying.
This is the chazal that the more changes of the lashon. I won't bother with the lashon of the mishnah's kibbel, because Rabbi Hanasi was very didactic in his lashon. So why does the Gemara want to say that? It seems to be a very dramatic change.
Change from kibbel to what?
Hodiah.
See, the ritva, this is how the ritva speaks out in Maskanas HaGemara. Right? You find different ways of adjusting a Mishnah, but the ritva says like this. The Behodikotoni kibel olov, this that the Mishnah says, kibel olov, that he actually decided to use it, loy soiv dover kibel olov mamish. That the Mishnah doesn't mean that that's what it actually has to be. You have to come that far. And even if they just told him, that's enough. Right? So you want to know, okay, but so how does that fit into the words of the Mishnah? Right? The Mishnah says, kol shekibel ol mayim. Zokta ritva, kibel love is lavdafka. You really don't need that much. See, he doesn't say more. I would have liked to understand that kibel love means have the ability to be makabel. That's what the Mishnah means. Right? Kol shekibel doesn't actually mean to be makabel, but if you're in a situation that you have the ability to be makabel, which is really hodiyu v'hodiyu hodiyu, right? The Gemara says the point, right, is hodiyu. The mission just speaking out, because the point of the hodiyu is that you have the ability to be makabel, and once you have the ability to be makabel, then brera will be set into place, and we'll be able to use that. That's how I would have wanted to hear it. I'm not sure if the Ritva is saying that. I call upon him. Let's see. It's getting a little late over here. Let's see if we can wrap around one more piece. Omar Avasi. Okay, this is, let's see if we could hold over. This is a little complicated piece of Gemara, but if we take things slow, it won't be so confusing. Omar Avasi, Cotton ben Sheish Yoitze Be'erev Imay. A cotton, a small child, who's 6 years old, up to six, Yoitze Be'erev Imay. He could be taken out of the tchum be'erev imoy, with the erev of his mother. An erev wasn't specifically made for him. It would seem to be from over here that it could be made specifically for him, and as far as choyev, doesn't seem to be an issue over there, but the shaila is whether the erev has to be specifically made for him. Rashi says, Yoitze be'erev imoy, irva ima la'atzmi. Yeah? The mother made an erev tchumen for herself, v'loi zich soloi be'erev, and she wasn't zeiche in the erev for him. That means that he doesn't have an erev made specifically for him. Nevertheless, ma'lichase ima, she could take him with her, Dikei Gufa Dami, he is considered like part of her. The Mistoma Daite Alei, the Lei Sagi Lei Belavimai. That Mistoma, her das was on him. The Lei Sagi Lei Belavimai, because he can't be without his mother. Now she says a number of things over here, but you don't have the time right now to be medaik. But the point over here of Yetzir Ervimai, that means that even an El Ne'er wasn't specifically made for him individually. So Rav Asi gives us an age till 6, including 6, right? Up to 6 years old, an Erev Tchumen does not have to be made specifically for child. Let me ask the question. Meisvei. The Braisa says that a cotton who is in the category of tzorach lima, he needs his mother, he could go out to erev imay. However, once he's ain tzorach lima, he can't go out of the tchum with the erev of his mother. He needs his own, and the erev has to be made specifically for him. Now, at this point, we don't really have a strong question, because you know, maybe that's the shear. Maybe 6 is this shear of tzorach lima. That's tzorach lima. That's what the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Tanami gabe sukkah kagavno." Concerning sukkah, chinuch, the chinuch of cotton in sukkah, we have a similar discussion, a similar category. Cotton she'en tzorach lima chayv b'sukkah. It says over there, cotton that's in the category, he's ain't tzorach li'imoy, then already he's mechiv, mechanechim in sukkah. Vavinam bo, the age of cotton, she ain't tzorach li'imoy. What is this age? Amit v'rabiyana kol shnif me'eni ni'imoy mikan chosin. V'rabiyana says, gives a certain category, kol shnif me'eni ni'imoy mikan chosin. That the mother's not needed for the child when the child goes to the bathroom, the mother's not needed to clean him. That at night when he gets up, he doesn't call his mother. On that, the mother asks on Rav Shimon Lokash, a one-time call. Gedelim nami koru, right? Even you know, older children also call once. You know, there's no answer. They go back to sleep. But if we're talking about a one-time call when the child wakes up at night, it's dark, you know, it's hard to say that should be a siman as tzorach lima. That the Gemara says in the Chama, what we mean over here is that he's constantly calling till the mother comes to him. That's an age of tzorach lima. But Chama kebaaba kebaach chamish. How old is that? That's 4 or 5. 4 or 5, depending on each child. 4 or 5. So let's take on 5, right? Let's say the older age over here. But over here it says that once he's 5, he's not so chlima. This is what more means to ask over here. Rabasi is saying a ben sheish would seem to be. Is a tzorach li'ima, and you find over here that even by 5 is not a tzorach li'ima. So I'm Rishon Breid Rav Idi, Ki Kom Rav Asti, Ki Koin Shir V'lov Of the Tzorachim V'im V'zorim. On that, the Gemara says like this, that we had Rav Asi mentioned that 6 is attached to the mother, that's talking about a specific situation. What it means to say like this, that in Ochanami, this halacha that a mother, her erev automatically helps for the child, that really is once the child's 5, you don't have that anymore, because he's not a tzorach lima, like it would seem to be from sukkah. The age of 6 that Rav Asi is talking about, where he's still attached to the mother, is referring to something else. That in the case where each one specifically made an error for him, right? So he reached the age that he needs a specific error. But what happened was that his mother made the error if she's going that way, his father's going that way for Shabbos, and each one made an error for him. So on that, the Gemara says that a 6-year-old child, that the company of the mother is more important for him. He'd rather be with the mother, and that's really what Rav Asi was saying, right? So we're adjusting Rav Asi's memra over here. That Rav Asi meant to say that till six, that even if it specifically was made an heir for him, but if it's a question of the father or the mother, so he's nigra basa the mother in this situation. What's the halacha more than six? That's not mevuyir over here. Right? What do you do over here when an erev is made? Right? Maybe chamogom. I mean, what? So it's interesting. The Ritva says over here. Okay, I don't see right now. But the Tfos says that more than six is not a nigger bus of the father, right? It's not. It's interesting that it's not a. You know, you might have thought that till six, he's a nigger bus of the mother. Once he's more than six, now it's an equal thing. So it's either both don't work, both do work, whatever it is. But in the Tfos state, he's a nigger bus of the father.
Well, it's pretty obvious, no?
Well,
it's pretty obvious.
Well,
no?
Yeah. Right. How do you hear that?
Why? Because in one case we're saying that there's both made mother and father, and we're saying, look, till six, he's with her. Meaning till six, he's with her, and past that, he's going to be going with the father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, either it means that till six, it's simple that he's together with the mother, and then after six, you don't have that anymore, and now.
Now becomes a question as to where he would go.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a question. This is all speaking with the fact that he. I mean, next Gemara line to Gemara is Tanur Rabbanan, and Marva Adonai Yudei Bano Bito. That means that the parents did not have any intention of including this 7-year-old child in over here. Why wouldn't a parent, when it makes an Eruv, have in mind a child?
Why would they?
Would they not?
Why would they not?
It's talking about if they didn't have intention. Now what happens? That's the whole. This is the whole sugi here.
Our sugi.
Yeah, our sugi. What happens? If they didn't. Like why wouldn't they? But they didn't.
So what do you mean to ask? It's
only the case for some reason, which I don't really understand. The parents didn't have in mind the child. Like what parent doesn't have in mind the child? Yeah.
When you say not have your mind, you're thinking about a mother leaving behind her child, over Shabbos, or it just means that she didn't have specific da'as. Of course, she planned on taking the child. She just didn't have specific da'as to be mezaka for the child. That's what we're talking about over here.
It could be a simple case that you plan to go to Shom Zacher and not take the kid, right? And then have to be that.
I want to go to a bris or a twerk, and I didn't. I said just for me, and that's why I moved my machmas shvisa over. So now what happens? I want to bring the child now. The child is under six. Okay, so she may go with me. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Man, this is the technical things. You work out the story. That's not.
I'm trying to think what kind of mother is over here.
More difficult things to work on than that.
But I have another question also. Why is it only the legabe tchum and sukkah that we're talking about a child, what about everything else? Well, we're only talking about tchum and sukkah.
Well, we're really talking about tchum over here. I mean, the Gemara is bringing in sukkah to help us. You want to know where else in Shas there is.
I don't think that is
the place to discuss this right now, right? If you want to find the other places in Shas, you could look it up, and then you'll see whether, find it there or not. But over here,
and you'll find out.
Okay, I'm sorry. We got a little late over here, and I feel bad that I really left you right in the middle of it, because there's nothing maskana like Gemara, so don't walk away thinking that this is my story. You just have to remember that the Gemara comes out over here really a little bit different, right? The Gemara brings a braisa. Right, the Gemara asks on the braisa over here. Okay, but running a little late, so I'm sorry, I have to get going. Okay, but so you should know, this is the Natan Maskana Zagmar, okay? Okay, I'm sorry.